Captain Holmsted and his crew wish to welcome our new passengers for the continuation of Flight 513, now departing for Frobisher Bay.
This program is the first in a series on the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference held in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, Canada, during the last week of July. Welcome to Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This series of Chinook programs excerpts and summarizes some of the speeches, issues, and events of the week-long conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Frobisher Bay.
The 1983 meetings of Inuit delegates from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland was the third meeting of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, the ICC. The first was held in Barrow, Alaska in 1977, the second in 1980 in Nuuk, Greenland. 1983 was the first time the gathering was held in Canada. The first press conference of the 1983 ICC meetings was held 2 days before the conference began. Most of the 100 or so members of the press arrived in Frobisher Bay early and heard rumors of a major announcement the ICC Executive Council planned to make over the weekend preceding the meetings. And so by the time ICC President Hans-Pavia Rosing of Greenland and Alaska Executive Council members Jimmy Stotts of Barrow and Oscar Coagley of Bethel entered the conference room accompanied by recently retired Canadian Supreme Court Justice Thomas Berger, the announcement was no longer news.
The formation of the Alaska Native Review Commission to review the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act of 1971,
ICC President Hans-Pavia Rosing,
is a task that is fully endorsed by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and the Executive Council of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference unanimously passed at a meeting earlier this week in Nuuk, Greenland, to form this commission as an official part of the ICC, and we are expecting Mr. Thomas Berger to start working on the review on the 29th of August this year. It is a very substantial task that we have undertaken with establishing this review. We are expecting much from it. Mr. Berger, as you all know, is a renowned man in Canada, and I think everybody present here knows of the work of Mr. Berger, the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry especially, and we are again very happy that to have Mr. Berger to do this, to conduct this review. I think I'll open the floor for questions, if you have any questions.
There were lots of questions from the 40 or so reporters crammed into the hot conference room. Questions about the choice of Justice Thomas Berger, the need for yet another review of Alaska Native land claims, the propriety of surveying villages another time. Questions whether Alaska Native regional corporations were consulted about the review commission and about the budget. The first question at the press conference, one asked by many people throughout the following days, was why is the ICC conducting a review of the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act? Hans-Pavia Rosing.
Because we think that a review of the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act will have great interest to other Inuit, because the ICC is representing the Inuit of Greenland, Canada, and Alaska. And I think the findings from this review and whatever comes out from this review will have great interest for Inuit in Alaska, in Canada and Greenland as well.
After a series of questions about funding for the study, ICC President Rosing said a budget hadn't yet been worked out, but he expected that major funding would come from Alaska. Justice Berger was asked what he'd be looking for, what he thought he'd get that might help settle land claims in Canada.
When I was conducting the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry, we looked at the Alaska Land Claim Settlement Act of 1971, but that was at, I think, an early stage, the mid-70s. Now the Inuit Circumpolar Conference has asked me to conduct a comprehensive review of the way in which the 1971 settlement has worked out. And I want to go to Alaska. I want to hear from the people of rural Alaska, native and non-native. I want to consider what they have to say, and then I'm going to write a report for the ICC. I think that the way in which the Alaskan settlement is worked out, the views that Alaskans, native and non-native, have about that settlement and the way it's worked out, will be of importance, not just to Alaskans, but to Canadians and Greenlanders. So my job, really, it seems to me, is to spend a good deal of time in Alaska and to listen and to learn. And I had the advantage when I conducted the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry of hearing evidence from quite a few Alaskans about environmental questions, about questions of land claims in Alaska. But those hearings that I held were back in 1975 and 1976. And though to you and me it may seem just like yesterday, 7 years have passed, I think that this is an entirely new task, and I approach it realizing that it is a formidable task. If you look at the terms of reference approved by the ICC Executive Council, you'll see that they are very wide. I told the Executive Council when they approached me that I would only undertake this if I were to be completely independent, if I were to be responsible for the conduct of the inquiry, the management of the inquiry, the report of the inquiry, only on that basis. And that is why we have agreed that the money is to be placed in trust, and I am to be in complete charge of the inquiry.
A biography of Thomas Berger distributed by the ICC claims that Justice Berger's Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry, issued May 9, 1977, was the largest selling document ever issued by the Government of Canada. The Government of Canada appointed Judge Berger commissioner of the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry in 1974. For 8 months, he held hearings in a number of communities to determine the social, environmental, and economic impact of a proposed Arctic gas pipeline. Berger's report recommended that there be a 10-year moratorium on the construction pending a native land claim settlement in the affected area. Some of his recommendations were accepted. The gas pipeline is still pending. But while Berger is well known for his work in Canada, especially in relation to the rights of Indigenous people, few Alaskans are familiar with his accomplishments. There were a number of questions about his reception in villages around Alaska, especially since Native organizations within the state have recently conducted ANCSA surveys in rural Alaska.
If there's other work been done in Alaska, so much the better. I perhaps should tell you that when I conducted the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry, we were following in the footsteps of government investigators and other agencies that had looked into various aspects of the questions that were raised in the Mackenzie Valley, but nobody had done a complete and comprehensive examination of the whole issue. Now, my attitude toward the work that has been done by others is this. I look forward to becoming acquainted with that work, and if it serves to throw light on the questions that are raised at the hearings, so much the better.
But asked a reporter, what about the report that will be presented to the United States Congress in 1985? Won't an additional report issued the same year, Berger's, just be confusing? Hans Pavia Rosing responded.
This will be a review that has been requested by the Inuit. The other report will be a governmental report, and we as an organization are constantly evaluating and assessing the structures within our own homeland. We are constantly assessing what home rule means to Greenland, to Inuit in Greenland, and I'm sure that the same case in Canada, the Inuit Diversity Act is constantly assessing the negotiations with the governments on land claims and so forth. So we want to have this report. We want to initiate a report that we hopefully can use in a circumpolar context, because the whole idea of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is, of course, that we face the same problems. We have, basically, we are one people, one language, and we are facing the same relations to our national governments and their southern societies and so forth. So we're trying to, according to the agreement that is to be seen in the resolution that was passed, we're trying to make an assessment that we, as the ICC, will hopefully be able to utilize in our future work for the Inuit.
Excuse me, could I add something, Mr. Chairman? I was approached by Mr. Stotz on behalf of the ICC back in June, and I've discussed the matter with the Executive Council, and I've said to them that if this is to be done properly, if we are to be thorough, I think it'll take 2 years. And that's how the 2 year time period came up. I don't think of myself as being in a race with the Secretary of the Interior to get a report in.
Well, we don't know what their report will be like in some 2 years from now. We will be reviewing the report when Mr. Berger submits it to the ICC, and we will be submitting this report, of course, to the Inuit organizations, to the local governments, the Home Rule Government of Greenland, the Inuit Diversity Head of Canada, to various regions in Alaska. We'll be submitting it to the United Nations. We have the ICC has a consultative status within the United Nations as a non-governmental organization, and we will, of course, be submitting it to the governments as well in Denmark, Canada, and United States. But we don't have the report yet. We'll be reviewing it when we get it, and we've given Mr. Berger totally free hands to conduct this review and to make the report.
All of that has been agreed to, and you may be right that this commission may become a subject of controversy in Alaska and in the United States. Well, most commissions that are dealing with important issues are controversial.
I know there will be some controversies. There will be a lot of questions.
ICC Executive Council Member Oscar Coagley of Bethel.
I think just the mere fact that it is Inuit-initiated and an outsider, not somebody from within the state or from the South 48 conducting that, I think that will lend a lot to its going along very smoothly.
But there were rumblings immediately after the announcement that Berger would be heading the Alaska Native Review Commission, comments that the ICC and Executive Council Member Jimmy Stotz of Barrow had acted without consulting the Alaska Federation of Natives and other Alaska Native organizations prior to implementing the commission and appointing its chair. 2 days after the Berger press conference, partly in response to those rumors, the Alaska Caucus issued a press release supporting the creation of the commission, endorsing Berger, and encouraging him to cooperate with the AFN on its study of ANCSA. The Alaska Native Review Commission was but one of many issues brought before the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Canada. On the next Chinook, more from the week-long gathering of Canadian, Alaskan, and Greenlandic Inuit. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Funding for this program was provided by the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funding from the Alaska Humanities Forum and KUAC-FM. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.